Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, aiming to answer your 21st century questions and find those solutions to everyday dilemmas. Like, is it okay to down a pint of gravy? And is a courtesy flush actually good etiquette? And of course, what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? But we're not your usual agony aunts, are we, William Hanson?
No, we're not, Jordan North. I'm more Queen Victoria, you're more Vicky Pollard.
These have been really good, this series.
Yeah, they have. I'm quite good at writing them.
They've been really good. I think you've really improved on those bits that producer Ben definitely hasn't been writing.
No.
Do you know what a courtesy flush is?
No, actually.
Do you not?
I was just thinking that.
So is it good etiquette?
Well, please explain to me what it is.
If you're...
I mean, courtesy... Full stop is always a good idea.
Yeah.
Flushing is always a good idea.
So a good example, two examples, if you have a poo and they say you should flush straight away, if, say, your other half's in the bath and you're on the toilet at the same time.
Right.
Okay. Or I tend to do a courtesy flush if you, this is what I hate about coffee shops, you know, you get one toilet and there's a queue and you get caught short, you need a number two and you have to go and have a poo. But you know there's some lady's going to come in after you. So as soon as you do it, you flush it so it doesn't smell. Then you wait, do the rest, and then flush it again. And apparently it gets rid of the smell straight away.
Well, if that's your definition of courtesy, then that's fine with me.
Should we have a gin and a bonnet?
Yeah, I need one already.
I know.
We're only 3 minutes in.
I don't know. Can I just say, I'm not a rude or crude person.
You are.
I'm not.
Generally, you're the rudest and crudest person I have in my address book.
I don't like it when you say that. After last week's episode, the week before, after...
Fortnight ago.
After the episode a fortnight ago, I don't think I... I just like to wind you up a bit. That's all it is. Basically, my aim in life is when I'm with you is just to get you to put your head in your hand, how he does. Dunny Ben.
I like to think that since we started this podcast, your career has definitely gone upwards.
Yeah.
Whilst mine has gone the other way.
I was gonna say,
I have helped you... raise
absolutely
your profile,
not.
Whereas you have helped me destroy my reputation and profile.
That is not true. That is not true. Who are we toasting to?
Well, I'd like to say thank you, and let's toast her as well, to Rhiannon, one of our G&D divas, who gave us some lovely chocolates.
Right, okay.
That we are halfway through.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there. Oh, that was from Rhiannon?
No more for you, Ben. No
more for you, Ben. Too good. What's Miss Trunchbull say on Matilda when she gets
what's Miss Trunchbull?
She goes, "Oh, chocolate's far too good for children."
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have seen it, but not recently.
Have you never seen Matilda, producer Ben? We're talking to him too much in this podcast.
Yeah.
He's getting way too much airtime.
Too much about producer Ben. Right, should we toast Rhiannon?
To Rhiannon.
Rhiannon.
For sending us chocolates. And I'm not going to lie, the reason why we're toasting Rhiannon is because before the podcast, Ben and William said, let's toast Rhiannon because it might encourage more G&D divas to send stuff in.
Address us on the website. Sexedmyboss.com.
And you are not cutting that. That is what happened. And that is not being cut. I'm adamant. They both said that. William said it and then Ben went, that's exactly what I was thinking. So, yeah.
That's the third voice you've given producer Ben. It's a bit transatlantic, that.
Is it?
Hmm.
So there we go to Rhiannon, and we'll do this because I feel like we haven't done this properly in ages. Remember, if you want to help with something on this podcast, then you can tweet us at SextedMyBoss. You can send your tales of trepidation to help at SextedMyBoss.com. Or you can write to William, who promises a handwritten reply on his own letterhead of paper. The address for that is on the website sextedmyboss.com.
Excellent.
There you go. We've not done that bit in a while, have we?
No, you haven't.
How's your week been?
Been fine. I mean, obviously, last week we put out our Manchester Podcast Festival recording, mm-hmm. which I think was a pretty accurate representation of what went on. A few things had to go, of course, but...
There was some things that was cut, and if you were there, G&D Divas, what goes in Manchester stays in Manchester.
Hashtag keep the secrets.
Hashtag keep the secrets.
And, but actually it was... we did the recording on the Friday night, and then I had a few days... I stayed up in Manchester, because, of course, I used to live there. That's where we met. And it was really nice to have a few days in Manchester, staying in a hotel, and just sort of to leisurely see Manchester, and the Manchester that only 18 months ago I left, but has changed, because Manchester's full of change and things always get built.
It's not changed that much.
It has, if you haven't been there for 18 months.
Oh, do you know what? When I first started at Media City, all we had was a Costa Coffee and booths. Now there's all sorts there. There's cafes, there's restaurants, pubs, there's bars.
The Grinder Cafe, whatever it's called.
The Grinder Cafe?
Yeah, where we went, you and I went.
I thought we weren't going to talk about that.
Grindsmith.
Grind.
Sorry, yes.
You've just done a Jordan.
Have I? What is a Jordan?
Well, you just completely got the wrong end. We were not in any cafe to do with Grindr.
Well, we were in the Grindsmith Cafe.
Yeah, but not Grindr's in... Oh, don't act like you don't know what Grindr is. It's how you met Mikey, come on.
Oh, for God's sake, we've been over this 1,000 times. But the funniest thing, on the Saturday, I was in my hotel in... Well, actually, my hotel was in Salford, technically, but just... And it's a nice hotel where I was staying. And I had a friend that came to have coffee with me in the afternoon. Female. Oh. Anyway, so I'm having coffee with this friend. And halfway through, sort of about 3 o'clock, the hotel had like a jazz singer that started at three. So she came and set up her keyboard. Really sort of pretty young girl, long ginger hair. Set it up and she started playing, and she did a very slow rendition of George Michael's Faith. It was one of the songs, and she was singing in this very sort of sultry transatlantic voice. So I guess it would be nice.
Oh.
And it was all very nice. And then she finished the song and went, and I believe, and she was tinkling a few notes to underscore this, I believe I have to say happy birthday to Jane. It's Jane's birthday. No reaction from the entire lobby lounge. Jane? And then she went, do we have a Jane here? And then Jane eventually chirped up, and then she went, happy birthday to you. I thought, God bless you, Manchester.
Don't you just love the North?
Yes, all fur coat, no knickers.
What else did you do up there?
I just saw lots of friends. It was one social engagement after another. It was very draining.
Oh, I bet it was. I bet it was. Didn't you go to see your old flat as well? You text me.
I did go. Well, I was going out for dinner on the Saturday night, and ahead of that, I thought I'd go and sort of have a bit of exercise and sort of see the city at night and go and see the area where I used to live.
That's William's code word for I was cottaging. I thought I'd have a bit... Yes, officer. I'm so sorry for that. I thought I'd have a bit of exercise and fresh air at 12 o'clock at night. And I put on my trainers. Yes, officer.
Anyway.
And there is a big park where I used to live.
Is there?
Yeah.
Where?
Behind it.
A big park?
Yeah.
Well, not that big. It's tiny.
Where there's greenery, there's queenery.
Anyway, so I went to go and look at the flat, and I mean, this makes me sound like a real peeping Tom, but bear in mind that my old flat was 17 floors up, so I really was not looking in the window. But
I used to walk up.
If you stand on the opposite side of the road, you can look up, and I could see lights on and sort of vague shadows of movement. I can see that they have kept the wall colourings.
You could see that far up?
Yeah, you've always been able to. Mm. I can see that the red dining room wall's there. The bedroom walls, lovely Stiffkey blue, should anyone want to know the Farinball colour I went for in the bedroom, is still there. It was a bit sad, actually.
Ah, you loved that flat.
We had some good times.
William texted me and said, I've just gone past the flat. And I was like, oh, we had some good times there. Because it's basically...
don't say that.
William never used to go out. He used to always have house
party. Well, dinner
not
parties.
I did not have house parties.
Right, we had good times there. Not in that...
Well, could you stop saying it
but
like
what,
that?
You're leading me on to the next bit. We had good times there, not in that context. But I tell you what was the code name for your housemate, Lucas?
John. But we can call him. We've outed him now.
Oh, John. It's still not fair. Yeah. John, William Swarm housemate that we've talked about a lot, had some very good times there. Arthur Canal Street. Spent the night at your house.
Yeah, Lucas had better times in that flat than I did. And how did you find the Manchester Podcast Festival? How was it for you?
It was great. I can't remember much of it. And then listening back to the episode...
Oh, I see. A bit like that, was it?
No, just because you're like, you're in the moment. Like you might not know this, Gene Devers, but I get ridiculously nervous before going on stage. Like, William's a pro. And you were great that night. And I get stupid. Yeah. Like, what was I like the hour before? I couldn't even eat my Subway, and that's saying something. I got a foot long, because William said, get a 12-inch inside you.
That'll calm you down.
That's what he said. I just couldn't eat it, and I got so
nervous.
You
could only take 6 inches, couldn't you?
Grow up, Hanson. It's true, though, I could only take 6 inches. Do you know, I found the other 6 inches in my bag on the way home back to London. Ooh, I bet the train.
But you went back to London, like, the day later.
2 days later. I know, yeah. Anyway, I just opened bag and it was in there. That's it. I was really nervous, and I like, it's fine being on radio and talking to people. That's I'm fine with that. But when you see people, but yeah, I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed last week's episode as well. We went out afterwards.
Well, no, we left the theatre with you.
Yeah,
and you went on somewhere else. Ben and I went somewhere.
Why did we all go separate ways?
Excuse me. We did invite you.
Yeah, but I had to, yeah. So. How long were you out for? I wish.
Oh, me, half an hour.
Yeah,
him 2 hours.
So I went to a different bar after you.
Only across the road from where we went.
And I've been robbed.
You've been robbed.
Yeah, and so has my mate as well. So I'm going on my bank account, seeing how much I've spent, which I hate doing. And apparently, I've spent £25 in the early hours of Saturday morning in a nail bar.
Hang on, give me a hand. Yeah, you definitely haven't spent any money on them recently.
I've never had a manicure in my life, and they have not been. So, and why would you spend £25 on your nails at 4 in the morning? £25? Robbing?
Gosh. Yes, insert word of choice.
Bar stewards.
Well, let me know if you get that. Let me know if you need any money in the meantime. Yeah.
My housemate's also back off a honeymoon.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
I didn't know she got married.
Yeah, she got married. She's back off a honeymoon, and she's been on the Orient Express.
Well, oh, that's nice.
Which you've been on, haven't you?
I have been on.
I'd love to do that.
No.
I'd love to take you on and then murder you at the Orient Express. And it was me and Mikey all along, and then we run off together in the distance.
Oh, that's a plot twist. Right. I did it years ago, and it was in the height of the summer. It was probably a good time for your flatmate and her now husband to do it.
It was stifling.
And there are no showers on board. There, you don't have your own bathroom. You have a basin in your room, and you have to change into black tie in the evening, dinner jacket.
Yeah, you can't wear jeans at any point, can you?
And, well, that's fine. That's not an issue. But it was very sticky and very hot. And quite frankly, after 2 days on it, you can see why there was a murder. I mean, that was justifiable.
Really? Was you ready for coming off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I arrived in Venice. All.
Where does it go from Orient to Venice?
Please say you've asked that knowingly. Orient is not a place.
Leighton,
you think
Orient.
It goes from Leighton Orient?
Yeah, is that the way? Is that not where?
No, darling.
No, seriously.
Oh.
Is that not where it, like, an Orient to... Because I just thought, because it's an old train, it'd need an old train station. Because my housemate mentioned you get on a really posh bus as well, that's what
you... You get on at Victoria, you do the Pullman train down to somewhere on the coast, Southampton, somewhere like that. I can't remember where. And then you do the Channel Tunnel, and yes, they put you on a coach, basically,
on the Channel Tunnel.
To do the Channel Tunnel.
Oh, so that's not...
And then the actual Orient Express, you then pick up in Calais. So you do Calais to Venice.
Oh,
you do now. I mean, historically, it's done 1,000 different routes.
Oh, has it?
Yeah. It only does a few now.
So it's never been in Leighton Orient?
I can't say it's never been in Leighton Orient, but I'm fairly confident if it has been to Leighton Orient, it was only once.
I just thought it was... Anyway.
Oh, bless you, darling.
I feel really stupid now. Shall we do Jordan's Jolly Joke of the Week?
Yes, I would be delighted.
So I was speaking to a cannibal the other day. He told me he'd be switching to eating Spam. And I'll tell you the punchline after the break.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
So I was speaking to a cannibal the other day, and he said to me he switched from eating humans to eating Spam. Said it's the best thing since sliced bread. That was Dave on Twitter who sent me that one.
What, Owly on holiday this week?
Mm-hmm. Two flies hanging around shit. And one fly says to the other, I've not seen you for a while. He says, yeah, I've been out sick. You get that?
Yes, it took me a moment, but yes, I do get it.
Did you get that?
What's happened to Owly this week? Is he on holiday?
He's not sent me one this week.
Is he all right? Has anyone checked on him?
Why are pirates called pirates?
Because they are.
All right, yeah, I'm done. I'm done. There we go. I'm going to, yeah.
Maybe we can bring in William's Wacky Word of the Week.
They're on the way out. What? Exit signs.
Why do, it's Jordan's joke singular.
Bloke comes into the pub.
Look, right. Save it.
Bloke comes, because they come to me. Bloke comes into the pub, black and white jersey on, whistle in his mouth, red and yellow card in one hand. I thought he's going to kick off.
I believe that's a football joke. I don't really get it, but I'm sure it's hilarious if you do. Right. We have our live shows coming up in January. Of course, we announced them a few weeks ago. Thank you so much. We've had a huge response to all of them. That's we're delighted. They're all in January, so it's a nice thing to pep you up after Christmas. We are going to London, Edinburgh, Glasgow, Bristol, Leeds, Birmingham. We might have a couple of more to add to that.
The reason why we're doing it in January as well is because it's a miserable month, so we thought we want to cheer
it
up
might
our...
might make it more miserable for you.
We want to cheer up our G&D Divas, so it'll be a nice Christmas present if you've got a mate. And do you know what we're going to say as well? Because we've done a few live shows now, and people have brought friends along that have never heard the podcast before, and they've actually got into it. So if you've got a mate that you think would enjoy our live show, our podcast, bring them along as well.
Yeah, you don't have to be an actual G&D Diva to come along. You can be a G&D Diva in waiting.
Our mate brought his mum, and now she's a big fan of the podcast.
But it always worries me.
Yeah.
The thing that more worries me about this live tour is that we are going to Bristol.
Your hometown?
Yes.
Who are? William's going to start talking like that?
Somerset.
Is it?
Yes.
William's going to be like, all right there, my fellow Bristolians, where's my mum? Hello, darling. How are you? So good to see you on stage, darling. Thank you, mother. I'll be over in a minute with some cider.
The best thing is when you get off a bus in Bristol, and again, I have literally never got off a bus in Bristol, but you have to go, they go, cheers, drive.
Do they? Cheers, drive.
It always makes me laugh.
Cheers, drive. So, William, you're going to hear the real William Hanson in Bristol. Have a look on the website, sexandmyboss.com/live, if you want to come and see us live in the new year. We'd love to see you there. And we can promise you that you'll have a good night. We can promise that, can't we?
We can promise
that. Yeah, we've put a lot of thought and effort into the live show.
I have had to put a moratorium on my parents coming.
An auditorium?
No, a moratorium. Well, my parents will not be in the auditorium because I've put a moratorium.
Always sound thick. What's a moratorium?
A what? Moratorium.
What's that mean?
I've banned them from coming.
Why can't you just say I've barred my mum and dad from coming? Why have you barred them from coming? Is it because your mum's going to get pissed and show you up in front of everyone? Is that what it is? Sarah there.
Oh, we've remembered her name this week.
Two bottles Sarah. Darling, just get me the straw. I'll drink it out of the bottle. Champagne all around for my D&D Divas. Wrong way, Sarah. It's G&D Divas. Shut up. I said champagne all around for my G&D Divas. William, darling, get mother another drink.
And this is why she's not coming.
I love how Sarah's turned into a bit of a character now, like Mikey and Ben.
You're going to be really disappointed when you eventually meet them, if indeed we do. I'm currently in negotiations to whether we can stay.
Oh, are we staying at your mum and dad's?
Again, I'm very worried about that.
Oh, that'd save us hotel costs.
I'm worried that we basically, I'm going, can we stay at yours? You're not allowed to come.
Who, me?
No. They're not allowed to come to the show.
Oh.
But if we're staying at them.
Bring them to the show.
Absolutely not.
William, why are you acting like I've been dragged up, darling? We paid many, many thousands of pounds for you to be public educated, darling. Don't be speaking like this,
public
darling.
Public educated?
Privately educated, darling. Mummy's pissed again, darling. Sorry, Sarah, if you're listening.
Talking of alcohol, should we do Give Me the D?
Yes, let's do it.
A one, two, three.
I want the D.
I need it now.
Please tell me when. Please tell me how. I'm thirsty and willing and eager, you see. So come on, boys, give me the D.
Producer Ben winced at our beautiful harmony there. I would like to hear him to give me the D one day.
He's miming because he doesn't speak. Can I just say...
Someone asked me on Instagram yesterday why he doesn't speak and why he came onto the Manchester Podcast Festival holding cards. I said, because if he speaks, we have to pay him.
Yeah,
it's as simple
true.
As that.
Yeah.
It's the equity rules.
Can I just say, the Give Me the D song was actually created by William, and that's the only thing he's came up with on this podcast. The rest of it is me
the
and
the name?
Ben. Did you come up with Help, I Sex and My Boss?
Oh, my God. I mean, do you not even know the origins of this podcast?
No, and I didn't. I only found it out recently when we did an interview backstage at the live show last
week. With a lovely chap called Matthew.
With a lovely lad called Matthew for his uni project. And I only found out... Did you come up with the name?
Yes, it was a book I was writing.
Oh. Right, anyway, should we crack on with the listeners' questions?
Yes, oh yeah, I forgot that bit.
Yeah, that's the most important bit. Take it away, William Hanson, UK's leading etiquette expert.
Good morning, William and Jordan. I wonder if you might be able to offer your expert advice on a matter that has caused me endless discomfort for most of my adult life. I'm lucky enough that my husband's family have a luxury caravan in Keswick, and we try to visit as often as we can.
Luxury caravan, is there a such thing?
Oh, don't you play the snob card.
I know, where did that come from?
Don't minimise my part. I love looking around the little boutique shops which sell overpriced trinkets and gifts, but I barely buy anything. These are the shops that command hushed tones and light footsteps. I know exactly the ones that she's talking about, having been to Keswick for many holidays as a child. You know the sort. Yes, I do. I just said that.
Oh.
I was wondering, what is the etiquette for entering, pursuing, and then leaving without having bought anything? Is it correct to thank the shopkeeper as you exit, even if you haven't bought anything? Is it all right to use these shops as a free museum? And how long do I have to pretend that I might buy something if I walk in and immediately realise I've grossly misjudged the situation? Any advice would be greatly appreciated. She's also put here as a PS that on a recent episode, my laugh sounds exactly like a duck.
Oh.
Well, thank you. Kind regards, Sarah.
Absolutely great question. I always think this when I go to Lakes or you go to a nice little village and you go in the shops.
Or Harrods.
Like, how long is it okay? Because it's the shop owners that make you feel uncomfortable. They're staring at you. Part of them, they're staring at you. They're so intense. They're like, please buy something. I have kids to feed. You're like, all right, I would, but it's 20 quid cheaper in supermarket. It's a great question.
Yeah, I think you go in, you have a look. If you don't want anything, no obligation. If you walked into a Tesco, for example, or any supermarket, and there wasn't something you wanted, you would just walk out again. You wouldn't worry.
Is it okay to go into a shop just to browse and kill time?
Yes, I do that in bookshops quite a lot. Yeah. I do normally end up buying something, I admit, but generally.
So it is okay to go into a shop having no intention to buy anything?
Yes, because you might be just window shopping or getting ideas for Christmas. That's what I sometimes say.
Yeah.
To people. I go, oh, I just want to try something on. And I go, thank you very much. It's an idea for my birthday.
What is the etiquette? And it always makes me... It is sod's law, because when you want someone in a shop, you can never find them. Mm. And I've worked in retail and shops, and it is hard work, long hours. But then when they come up to you and go, can I help you? It's like, what do you say then? I was going, no, I'm okay. Like,
Not currently, but thank you very much. I'll let you know if I need some help.
Is that what you say?
Yeah, because then you're basically saying, not now. Okay. But maybe later.
Okay. I just go, oh, I'm all right, thanks, mate. I'm just looking. That's what I usually do.
Yeah. What sort of shops did you work in?
I worked... I've said this before, it's still now, even though I like to think that I've done all right. I sound like a twat, but my mum's proudest moment in her life for me was when I got a job at Marks and Spencer's.
Even though you're on national radio, working for the state broadcaster...
I'll say state broadcast. I mean, it sound like a North Orwell Korea novel. Bloody hell. It's not 1989.
Well, you are working for the state broadcaster. 1984. 1989 was a very important year. It was the year I was born.
It's not 1984. Yeah, she says, oh, I loved it when you had that job at M&S. You were talk at street. She said, everybody used to talk about you. She said, I used to be so proud of you, sending you off with your little sandwiches. I was only like 16, 17 when I was in college. She said, and you had that discount card. Oh, we had a good Christmas that year. That's what she says all the time. I'm like, hello, podcast, bless, radio. Next question.
Dear William and Jordan, my name is Sophie. I'm 18 and from Derbyshire. Unlike a lot of my friends, I'm not a massive drinker. I wouldn't say that I'm teetotal, but I don't go out on the lash every weekend.
Me neither.
And I'm the Duchess of Kent. I'm always getting invited on nights out, and I'm not overly keen on going, as I would like to be back home and in bed at a reasonable time. What is the best way to politely decline without sounding rude, boring or antisocial? Keep up the good work, Sophie.
Sophie, my advice for this is, honestly, don't go out if you don't want to, just because your mates roll out on the piss. That is totally fine. Because I've got a couple of friends like you, as someone that drinks. And Sophie, you could be my friend where the odd weekend where I don't want to go out. And there's a few. I think, oh, I'll give Sophie a ring and I'll just chill at all yours.
Every other year.
Yeah. So you be the friend that like invites people over and just has... Because do you know what you can't be? All right, it's good going out on a Saturday night. It's good going out and I enjoy getting pissed with my mates. But you be that friend, Sophie, that's like, should we just chill tonight, get a pizza, watch a bit of telly, put a film on?
And yeah, Sophie, I relate completely to this because I didn't start drinking until I was 22. Mm-hmm. And my first drink then was a Creme de Menthe Frappe, shortly after I had the D for the first time. But Creme de Menthe was my first drink and is my first love. And I, again, especially at university, not so much of an issue at school, but when I went to university in Manchester, you know, people were going out every night and I wasn't. And to be honest, yeah, it's frustrating. But what you have to remember is that it won't last on their part. It'll be 5-10 years tops, which I know seems like an awfully long time. Mm. But also host your own parties. Yeah. Have afternoon parties.
William's my Sophie.
You are. Well, I was. Knock it back now.
Oh, no, yeah, you're Sophie.
But certainly at university, you know, you came to a lot of my parties, my putting on the Ritz. Yeah. We did Christmas Carousel, my Bon Vivant Buffet with Michaelmas Munchettes and Christmas Cicchetti.
Was that the...
We did the Queen's Tea Party for the Diamond Jubilee.
Was that the one where the shelf collapsed?
No, that was just a dinner. Oh. That was just a candlelight supper where the shelf fell down.
Yeah.
With the cookery books and hit the Pyrex jug with my pickled pear sauce, which went everywhere, all over the cookbooks and knocked the silver tray.
Honest to God, right, the shelf collapsed in William's kitchen. It was just one of those things. You'd have thought the Queen died. He was in bits. He'd have thought...
So was the Pyrex.
But the night was ruined. There's only one of your meals that I've not liked. It's just come to me.
What?
Just thought of that. It was when you made duck that time.
You didn't like my duck?
I couldn't eat it. Did you not notice? I didn't eat it. It was...
Everyone else did.
Yeah, it was a big, big chunk of it. I was... When I have
a duck breast.
Yeah, well, when I have duck... Oh, no, was it tuna? No, it was duck. It were right fatty.
I can get that book down from the shelf and tell you exactly what it was.
Yeah, Williams, we're recording at Williams at the moment. He's actually got a book of every dinner party he's hosted.
Mm.
He writes it in and...
I'm going to write in it now. Don't serve Jordan duck.
This was about 6 years ago. It was really
exactly
fatty.
What duck it was. Duck. It was not fatty.
Was
I have never seen
duck à l'orange?
It was not duck. It was duck with minted peas.
Yeah. Oh, I was starving after I come out. I had to go to McDonald's. I remember it. I didn't like... And me, I'm not fussy. Duck to me is in a pancake that you get from Chinese.
I tell you what, the thing that...
You should have shredded it and put it in a pancake for me.
I tell you what, you've cooked me that I didn't like. Oh, nothing. Because you never cooked for me. Next question.
I'm going to invite you round when I get my house sorted.
Might be dead by then.
I'm going to invite you round.
Hello, William and Jordan, and producer Ben. In less than 2 weeks, I will be turning the big 30, and I'm starting to freak over this.
Oh, that's so weird. What was I just saying to you before we started recording?
Yeah, you're really not looking forward to being 40.
I was like, I'm proper freaking out. Oh, come on, read. Who's it from? Katie with a C.
C and a F. Okay. Hello, William and Jordan. In less than 2 weeks, I'll be turning the big 30, and I'm starting to freak out over this.
Freak out.
I feel I've always made the safe choices in life. The only big change I made was moving from Kilmarnock to Aberdeen for a relationship that has now ended.
Oh.
But you can come and see us in Edinburgh and Glasgow for our live show.
Yeah.
Recently, I've been reflecting on a lot of things I have and haven't done in my life so far. My main concern is my job. I've always worked in customer service and taken a job that I feel people might be impressed by, and not because it's a passion of mine. When I was a kid, I always wanted to be a radio presenter, as I love music and chatting to people. I never pursued it as I live in a small town, and as I got older, my confidence took a huge hit.
Mm.
I guess my question really is 30 too old for someone to start their life over and make big changes? Kind regards, Katie.
Katie. Okay.
Katie, if you would like to be on the radio one day a week, you listen to this advice.
Come on, if I can get on the radio, then anyone can do it.
I mean, at 30, I wouldn't consider a career on Radio 1.
No, that's bull. Katie, never say never. And you know what? I'm also at that age, coming to that age in the new year. Don't worry about it. Everybody's saying to me that your 30s are the best time of your life. I said this before, my mum told me this.
Mm.
And do you know what a couple of people said to me? My sister-in-law said this to me lately as well, and it might be the same for you, Katie. She said, I'm looking better with age.
Mm. Well, it's predominantly because you started off looking quite shit.
Yeah, to be fair.
Ditto me, I mean, let's be honest.
Basically, I spent most of my early 20s trying to look like Alex Turner, so, yeah.
Who's Alex Turner?
Oh, for God's sake.
Well, don't both of you look at me. Who's Alex Turner?
Just a bit. Alex Turner, lead singer of Arctic Monkeys.
Arctic what?
Are you my favourite band, producer? Your favourite band is one of them. Oh, no, yours is Tame Impala, isn't it?
Him?
Can't take my eyes off. Yeah, look how cool he is.
I don't think you've ever
said, I bet
like
that
him.
You look good on the dance floor. Don't know if you're looking for a man.
That? You wanted to look like that?
Looking for... He was going through a tough time then. Anyway, it's not about Alex Turner. It's about Katie. Here's my advice, Katie. Have a look in your local area. If the hospital radio isn't... It's still going. There might be a hospital radio in your local hospital, but I think community radio's fantastic. So have a look for a community radio station near you. It's basically a station for volunteers. It's just type in community radio stations Inverness. Get in contact with them, ask to go down, shadow a couple of shows, volunteers, see if you can get some airtime, which is basically get yourself on air, make all your mistakes, practice, and see if they've got a studio free. So when the studio's free and it's not on air, go in and pretend to be on the radio for an hour. That's how you'll get better. Mm. Record it, listen back to yourself, and then send it out to people. But my advice is just get as much airtime as you can and just keep practicing. That's how I did it, community radio. And then just, I used to go into Capital FM in Manchester and just used to go into the studio there and pretend I was on the radio for an hour or two.
Hmm.
And then you record it.
And then realise that you were supposed to be on the radio and you hadn't actually turned the mics on.
And then you send bits to your boss and then your boss would say, oh, that's good, but try this different. So, yeah, and you never too. 30's not too old. Any age isn't too old to get on the radio.
And if not, Radio 1 are looking for people over Christmas, so you can always try that.
Next question.
Dip.
What?
I'm sorry. D dear producer Ben Jordan and HRH William. I'm no... Look, right.
This is teching the piss now.
Admittedly, you've put HRH, but if you're doing... In order of... When you write a letter to someone, you always put the most important person first. So if someone has an HRH title, you would put them first.
He is
producer becomes underneath the HRH. And don't twist my words.
You should see his face now.
I'm so happy. At my work, my colleagues know I refuse to watch ITV. It's utter S-H-I-T-E. ITV know this because they grade their channels on levels of shite. 1, 2, 3, and 4. And the worst, ITVB. I want to be Christopher's friend. Despite this, I'm being constantly asked by work colleagues about a Love Island, something to do with Ant and Dec, and a documentary about a northern street. Imagine my horror when I discovered that His Royal Highness, Charles the Prince of Wales, has a two-part documentary on ITV1 about the Duchy of Cornwall. I love Cornwall. I have stayed at a Duchy of Cornwall holiday cottage and I had a ride on the
This guy sounds a bigger snob than you.
I had a ride on the Duchess of Cornwall from St. Mawes to Falmouth.
Who hasn't?
A ferry. So I had to watch the... How dare you speak about our future queen?
Duchy of Cornwall? What, Camilla?
Yes.
She's not going to be... Oh, is she?
Oh, she's married to the...
I'm saying who's not had a ride of the Duchess of Cornwall?
Ferry. Does this make me a hypocrite, and have I lowered my standards too far? Kind regards, Christopher. P.S. Keep up the good work. Does producer Ben get to enjoy the D after the podcast? Only if he's lucky.
I'm sorry, but you have so written this letter. This is you. This is all your innuendo. This is William Hansen to a T. You have written this.
I promise you I haven't.
P.S. Keep up the good work. Does producer Ben enjoy the D after the podcast? I stayed at the Duchy of Cornwall holiday cottage and I had a ride on the Duchess of Cornwall ferry. Yeah, this is you. What was the question again?
Basically, he doesn't watch ITV, but he realised he watched ITV for this documentary because of Prince Charles. Is he a hypocrite? In my book, no.
Right. Okay, it's not the 50s. So when ITV was first launched in 1950, I should know this from my degree. Hang on. No. So the BBC started in 1922, and then the BBC... Basically, when ITV launched in the 50s, a lot of people...
55.
Was it?
Yeah.
When ITV launched in 1955, a lot of people refused to watch it because they seen it as, like,
oh, yes,
class.
My grandmother would refuse to let her, my mother and her uncles...
Watch
my
ITV?
Uncles, yeah.
Really? So all I'm saying to you is it's not the 50s. That was a big thing, you know, even up until the late 60s. People wouldn't watch ITV because it was seen as
up to now, to be honest.
Lower class. The BBC was much better. So, no, it's perfectly fine, Christopher, to watch ITV and any channel.
Especially if it's royal.
I watch all sorts of crap on the telly. And
yeah, you're on some of it.
Says you. Some of the shite you've done on telly. Come on.
Let's not talk about Let's Do Lunch.
I've been at BAFTA's red carpet. You don't get much better than that. And on that note, what have we learned today?
You can watch ITV if either I'm on it or it's a royal documentary. We have learnt that we're coming on tour. The Help I Sexted My Boss Bring Me The Dur.
It's perfectly fine to be 18 or any age and not drink. That's totally fine. Don't be that person that says, what are you not drinking for? Why aren't you drinking?
No, actually, building on that question that we had earlier from Sophie.
We're saying this half-cut, like, we're on our way because we've had a few G&Ds, but...
Yes, you don't cave into peer pressure, but equally, for friends that have friends that are teetotal and don't drink, don't pressure them. Let them... They're going to do them. You're going to do you.
There we go. Look, we haven't said this now, but we love the fact that we get so many lovely messages from you, G&D Divas, that listen to the podcast. And we've said it many times when we started this just under 2 years ago now. God, we never thought that so many people would listen and come to see us on live shows. But the best way for us to get more listeners, to get the word out there, is by word of mouth. So if you want to tell your friends, your colleagues, your aunties, whoever... Let them know, do recommend us. And we've been doing live shows, haven't we? And people say, oh, my friend told me about it, or a girl in work told me about it, and we're obsessed with it, and we love that, so please do.
One of our friends from the North was going to bring their grandfather, who was 72, to our live show, and I said, I'm sorry, bring your grandfather to the live show? He said, oh, he's very liberal. I said, well, we'll see.
Hold up. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.